An opulent day for everyone. Guys, I am Enchung D, your friendly budgetarian, and welcome to my podcast. So today, we are going to talk about saving successfully. Ang ganda, di ba? Ang ganda pakinggan. But it's actually hard to do. You know why? Because dito sa bansa natin, approximately around 40% lang ng Pilipino ang may savings. Bakit? Bakit nahihirapan tayo? Bakit hirap yung karamihan sa atin na mag-save? So, we gathered some datas and totoo siya. So, number one, not having enough money. So, parang sinasabi nila na hindi ako makapag-save kasi yung sweldo ko ganito lang. Hindi ako makapag-save kasi kulang pa yung sinusweldo ko sa gastusin. But you know what? It's doable. Because you would constantly hear people na kahit minimum wage, kahit below minimum wage pa yung kinikita nila, nakakagawa sila ng paraan. Because depende kasi yun sa tao. Pero hindi siya imposible. The fact that we're having conversations with people na nagsasabi na, you know what, kahit ganito lang yung sweldo ko, kahit as little as 50 pesos per month, it's still saving. Money saved is money earned. Remember that. Alright? Number two, nadinig nyo na ba yung tinatawag na bahala na si Batman? Nakasanayan natin bilang Pilipino na iniiwan na lang natin sa fate natin yung kalagayan ng buhay natin. Ay, tataya ako ng loto. Ay, pipila ako sa ano, sa Showtime. Kasi baka swertehin. Di ba ang dalas natin madinig yung baka swertehin? But you're actually losing money from lining up, from putting your future sa isang papel na hindi ka sigurado kung mananalo ka o hindi. Di ba? Number three, minsan may madidinig tayo na parang it's too late for me na eh. Parang I'm too old. It's never too late. Because you know what? Yung mga nangyayari sa buhay natin, hindi naman siya parang unique sa'yo eh. So kumbaga, posible lahat. Kumbaga, kunyari, sabihin mo na, hindi ako makasave kasi kailangan ko magbayad ng hospital bills, kailangan ko magbayad ng electricity bills, ng phone bills and everything. Bakit ikaw lang ba? Ikaw lang ba yung nagbabayad nitong responsibilidad ng mga to? Lahat naman. Pero bakit yung iba nagagawa na makapag-save at hindi ikaw? But it all goes back to what is your priority as a person? Kasi kung priority mo na, ah okay, uunahin ko yung pag-save ko pagkatapos ko bayaran yung mga bills ko, then it's possible. We also have the rising cost of things around you. It's inevitable. Naalala ko nung train law, 'di ba? Nung unang lumabas yung train law, may nadinig akong isang interview, sabi niya, "Oo nga po eh, parang tumaas po yung kita namin pero tumaas din po yung gastusin. Kaya po siguro babawasan na lang po namin yung pagnunood ng sine." It's painful for our industry, but you see, nakita mo yung priority nung tao na in-interview na siniset aside nila yung isang bagay to prioritize saving or to prioritize the basic commodities na kailangan. Number five, debt or utang. Para sa akin, okay lang to. Uunahin kong bayaran yung utang para hindi ako mabaon sa utang. Uunahin ko yun. I'm all for it. I'm all for that. Just make sure that after you pay all this debt, you will prioritize saving. Next, not tracking your spending. As you all know, I love traveling. Would you believe that I would list all my spending? Kung coins man yan, kung $1 or 1 rupiah, it doesn't matter. I will put it in my list. You know why? Because kapag sinusulat mo siya, makikita mo na, ay, sumobra na ako sa budget ko. Kahit papano nakokontrol mo yung sarili mo na to avoid the unnecessary spending. So, kumbaga na, pag nakikita ko na, oh, okay, imbis na mag-taxi ako, I will use the train. I will use another form of transportation kung saan ako makakatipid. Hindi ako mag-Uber, hindi ako mag-taxi, hindi ako mag-grab, pero makakain ako ng masarap later tonight. Diba? It's a good bargain. All you have to do is track your spending. Track your expenses. It's not only applicable kapag nagta-travel kayo, it's actually applicable even on your monthly expenses. If you note kung ano yung mga bagay na kailangan mong bayaran, yung mga kailangan mong unahin, mas naiintindihan mo pa yung state of your pocket kasi, okay, bakit tumaas yung electricity bills ko this month? Eh, last month, ganito lang naman yung binayaran ko. Ah, okay, kasi masyado kong nagpabaya sa aircon or sa ilaw or sa ano. It's all connected. It's all connected to, okay, I'm saving money, I'm saving the environment, I'm saving so much things. Ibang topic yun. But these are the things that will be beneficial if you track your spending. Another thing, too much social activities. Kahit wala siya sa budget mo, gagawin mo siya kasi, nagpunta ng Siargao yung mga barkada ko, pwede bang pauta? Lalo na kapag fiesta sa atin, meron tayong ugali na uutang tayo just so we can celebrate, just so we can feast in a particular celebration. Hindi masama mag-celebrate, but if you will celebrate, please do it according to your finances. Diba? There's nothing wrong with enjoying your hard-earned money, but be responsible about it. Next, the lifestyle inflation, which is sinasabi nila, di ba? Bakit hindi pa rin ako nakaka-save kahit tumataas yung income ko? Alam niyo kung bakit? Kasi in your head, okay, tumaas yung income ko. Siguro naman, I can afford to put myself in business class. Eh, dati economy ka lang naman. Wala ka naman problema sa economy kahit naman 2 hours flight lang or 3 hours flight lang. Kasi ako, honestly, if it's a personal expense, if it's a personal trip, if it's below 5-hour trip, I'd prefer economy. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because you're saving so much money. And sabi ko nga, kapag ka ganun, if I save this much money, pwede ko siyang i-allocate. I will allocate it to my accommodation. From 3-star, okay, maybe I can afford 4 or 5-star na. Because, di ba, I just have to sacrifice 5 hours of sitting. So, just be careful na just because tumataas yung income mo, just because tumataas yung sahod mo, you have the right na taasan din yung expenses mo. Because, sanay ka naman eh, nabuhay ka naman ng matino na ang kinakain mo, lutong bahay, bakit all of a sudden, nung tumaas yung income mo, tumaas yung sweldo mo, magbubuffet ako every, twice or four times a month. Diba? Bakit ganun? Parang okay lang naman tayo kahit, mag-ramen lang naman tayo sa gilid or fishbowl. There's nothing wrong with that. Diba? So, again, it all goes back to keeping up with the Joneses. You don't have to. Mas okay pa nga yun, tahimik ka lang, di ba? Parang kumikita ka ng malaki, pero nakakapag-save ka ng malaki, pero hindi mo kailangan ipagyabang. Di ba? Kasi minsan may tendency tayo na, I'm going to spend this much to show to people that I don't like, to buy the things that I don't need, you know, just to flex to people. For me, those are the culprit of unable to save successfully. So just be careful with that. I have this experience. I'll share it with you. Papangalanan ko na, si Bea Alonso, one of my good friends. When we were working together, sabi namin sa sarili namin, you know what I realized? Sabi niya sa akin na, you know what I realized, Bea? I have so much stuff in my closet that still has tags. And sabi ko, if I can go for a year or two without shopping for anything, for any clothing, if I just use the things that I have in my closet. And you know what sabi niya sa akin? You know what, Chong? I'm doing that also because during this time, she's also reallocating her finances in building something, which is very good. I'm proud of her for doing that. Alam mo yung sinabi niya sa akin? You know what, Chong? I'm shopping on my own closet. And it's so nice. because you don't realize that you have this much stuff. You have these things that are still brand new, but are there for like the past 6 months, the past year, untouched, hindi ginagalaw, na nasasayang. And I'm guilty of that. Ang dami kong bagay, ang dami kong things na hindi ko nagagamit. I would just keep on buying without me noticing I have one area, half of my entire closet, unused, brand new. So, see, I saved myself for 1 year or 2 years of shopping, not because I'm kuripot, but because it's a wise decision for me to do, for me to practice. It's nice. If you can use it, if you can apply it on your own, shopping for your closet. Another thing. So I was in this Sun Life talk, and then there's this speaker, and she's an expert, ha? Tinanong ko siya, if I were to ask you to give me one advice lang, on how to save successfully, what would you give me? Sabi niya sa akin, her exact words are, recognizing duplicates. So sabi ko, ano yun? Ang lalim naman. Ang lalim naman ng English natin. Sabi niya sa akin, recognizing duplicates is, ilang watch ba ang kailangan mo? Ilang sasakyan ang kailangan mo? Ilang sapatos ang kailangan mo para mamuhay ng matino? And then it hit me so hard because kontrolado ko na yung expenses ko. Ha. I'm already a budgetarian. But then I realized I have so much shoes. I have so much clothing. It hit me to a point na sabi ko, okay, there's still room for improvements for me as a person who is financial literate. Pagka ganito, natututo ako and I would also learn from other people. And ang laking bagay nun, imagine you're saving so much just by recognizing duplicates. I list down tips on saving successfully, but hope you can use that too already. It's shopping in your own closet and recognizing duplicates. I put in here having a clear purpose or direction for where you see yourself. I'm gonna share you something because I have this in my phone, in my notes. I put in here five-year plan. And it says, di ba kapag ganito naman, it's wishful thinking, it's daydreaming. So it's okay. So I'm gonna share it with you. And hopefully in 5 years' time, in 2024, we can all look back at it if we still have this. And maganda kasi kapag may ganito kang things on your list, you get to visualize it, you get to see it, you get to redirect your plans in life, your dreams in life. So I said, hotel ownership. I have this thing which, alam mo kung kumi makakagawa nito, it's fine, I'll share the idea with you. It's glamping sites around the Philippines. Because we have a beautiful nature. If you have a site that you can protect, put glamping sites in, it's very lucrative. It's something that can be done na hindi pa nagagawa ng marami. I put in here a house in Barcelona. See, hindi to pagyayabang, but if you put it in here, so kahit papano, alam mo kung saan mo ilalagay yung pera mo ng maayos. Yung savings mo, saan mo siya i-invest in the future. And then, nilagay ko rin dito a commercial building in Naga, at the place where I was born. And hospice in the States. So, these are the things that I plan on doing or plan on investing in the next 5 years. So it doesn't have to be big. It can be as attainable as you want it to be. Pero ako kasi gusto ko yung parang sobrang layo, hindi ko siya maabot. Pero kapag nangyari, I would be so fulfilled and I would be so happy and I'd be willing, more than willing to share the knowledge on how I was able to attain it. So yun lang, put it in your notes and in your notebook, in your daily journal, in your diaries. Because you'll never know. The next thing you know, ikaw mismo, ikaw na nakikinig sa akin, you will own your first house, you will own your first restaurant. And you'll never know because it's clear to you kung saan mo gusto pumunta in the next 5 years. Next up, be patient. Ito yung sinasabi ko in the past episode na sometimes you just have to buy time. And you don't have to compare your journey to the other person's journey, because for all you know, that person has been saving on that particular item or that particular investment or that particular business for the last decades of their lives. And it's only now that they get to achieve it. And so don't compare yourself, because if you do, you will just end up frustrated. Next up, swallow your pride and don't pity yourself when you're not able to spend extravagantly at the moment. See, these are the things na sinasabi ko na, kunyari, tropa kayo, magkakasama kayo, lahat sila, they're riding business class. Ako, okay lang ako. Economy, masaya ako. Kung pwede nga standing ovation, gagawin ko eh. Kung makatipid lang sa airfare tickets, di ba? So, yun. It's fine. It's not actually swallowing your pride. It's actually being proud of, you know, I'm a good saver. I'm a successful saver. I will sit in the economy because I want to spend on eating when I get there. So I will, di ba? Right? Next up, discipline yourself. Huwag mong isisi na mababa yung sahod mo, na mamahalin yung bilihin, kaya ka hindi nakakasave. Because it's, again, it's doable. Somewhere out there, someone has done it. So it's not impossible. It's doable. You just have to discipline yourself. And again, it's priority. And last, it's giving yourself deadline. So someone asked me before, kung ikaw yung magiging presidente ng Pilipinas, ano yung gagawin mo kaagad sa, like, the first day of your presidency? And I told them, I'm going to establish the Department of Deadline. Kasi dito sa atin, parang okay lang kapag late. Dito sa bansa natin, okay lang kapag nami-miss natin yung deadline. It's okay na maging late basta matapos pa rin. No, it's not. Because we are teaching ourselves, we are teaching the next generation na okay lang ma-late ng mga 2 years yung project basta ma-deliver mo pa rin. No, you are delaying the progress of the country. You are delaying the progress of the easing of our traffic. You are delaying so many things in our daily lives because okay lang, nakasanayan natin na okay lang malate. Okay lang malate sa meeting, okay lang malate sa date, 'di ba? Okay lang, 'di ba? You're also delaying na yung matamis niyang oo, hindi mo makuha because you don't have a deadline. You're allowing yourself to be late. So, giving yourself a deadline is a good practice on achieving things. It's not only teaching you to save successfully, but actually you're being proactive, you're being aggressive in achieving your goals. Because if you have a deadline, all the things that you put in your 5-year plan will be much easier to achieve. So you see, it's all connected. If you practice one thing, the other thing would be easier to achieve. And if the other thing is easier to achieve, you'll be, di ba? Do you get what I'm trying to say here? So, reassess yourself on where you are in this particular things that I've been saying. And maybe, if you're closer to achieving these things, move on to the next step. And the next thing you know, you own your first business, your first house, your first car, that easy. So there, I hope you guys are learning so much. But to conclude this episode, I just want to leave you with these parting words. No one will save you except yourself. Don't point fingers. Don't put your faith on other people's decision. Ikaw, sa sarili mo. Ikaw lang makakaligtas sa sarili mo. Ikaw lang ang makakabigay ng magandang future sa sarili mo. Ikaw lang makakapagbigay ng magandang future sa family mo. So, as early as now, check it, reassess yourself, and make sure to save and save successfully. So guys, that's all the time I have. I hope you guys learned so much as I am learning as I speak to you. Please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever podcast app you're using. Thank you very much for listening. And I just want to make a shout out to We Remote Coworking for our podcast studio. We're a proud affiliate of Podcast Network Asia. Guys, I will see you next time.